Okay, hello and welcome everybody. So this is day 10 of our 10 days together. And today's work is on your power archetypes, awakening your power archetypes. And what a perfect time, as I have been saying, that Uranus is in Taurus, the planet of revolutions. So this empowering your power archetype is especially powerful and potent at this time, because who are you willing to be in the world, right? It's all about who you're willing to be in the world, what voice you like to have in the world, what you would like to give voice to in the world. Yeah. So since this is day 10 out of 10, I know that for a lot of you, you may actually be dealing with side effects. So I'm going to take the next few minutes just to release some of the side effects. Send healing to all those side effects you've been experiencing, wherever it is, discomfort and pain in your body, wherever you're feeling like you're getting a cold, or if you've been feeling even more sleepy, that's totally in alignment, because again, we've been just through, you know, March has so many 333 portals. This month is just not funny, because the 27th, 2 days ago, was another 333 portal. Tomorrow is a powerful 333 portal. But today, 29 is in 11, right? 11 is powerful energy. It's a master number calling you to embody the master in you, to be in the space of mastery. So somehow all these things just fall together, our alignment with the universal energies. And yeah, feeling so sleepy. Oh my God, yesterday I have so many things I planned that I wanted to do, and all I can do was take a nap after every client, after every call. I just had to nap. And I want you to know that you may be needing more naps, or you may have even harder time sleepy. So it's one end or another, because that is part of what's going on. Some of you may have the hardest time falling asleep. Some of you may have the hardest time staying awake like me. I want to tell you, I don't tend to do 21-day programs so much anymore, because can you imagine, this is only like day 10. If I did another 11 days on top of what we just did, there would be days when I would just want to sleep the whole way through. And I really did had a group series where embarrassingly enough, I was supposed to be on the call at 11 a.m. and I did not even wake up till 6 p.m. because I needed like 18 hours of sleep or so. And that's how my body has to process all the changes. You know, especially the calls in this week where we are allowing ourselves to dig deep, because I know you all. I know that each and every one of you are healers yourself, or you are working on many packages. And so all those superficial stuff just no longer resonates with you. You've done so much healing on yourself. You've done so much healing with all the healers and speakers that you're ready to dig deeper and deeper. And so, yeah, that's a lot of energy to transform. So let's release all that now. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. I think in all your MP3s, there's like a body ease, like especially with package B, there's a body ease. And then there's another one for helping you with sleep. So let's release all that now. And how many of you are having a tough time sleeping because you are feeling and processing the ascension symptoms for everybody else? So how much of that is empathic insomnia? So anyone suffering from empathic insomnia, let's release all that now. So empathic insomnia and empathic depression, they kind of go together. You stay up late. I mean, your mind is just going wild with figuring out how to put all the pieces together for everybody. You're picking up on everybody's stuff. And then all day long, you feel depressed. So empathic insomnia, empathic depression, empathic madness. People who are suffering from empathic madness, let me know. Someone needs to go to the White House and do some clearing around that issue. Because I imagine that everyone in the White House is probably suffering from empathic madness. And those of you who read the news, you're choosing empathic madness. Let's release all that. So all the processing that your body requires, what would it take for this to be released with ease now? Okay, and how many of you? All the symptoms, the healing responses, what would it take for it all to just be easy on your body? So all the healing effects that are affecting your nervous system, so that's your sleep and your mood and stuff. Let's ease off that now. I remember once taking care of someone who was suffering from depression her whole life, right? Chronic depression her whole life from being in a very abusive family. I worked with her once, and then that energy, that point on the bottom of her feet where the kidney meridian is, that point was hot and throbbing for 10 freaking days. And if that's what's required to undo a lifetime of depression, my gosh, wow, right? Oh, yawning. I guess yawning is like the gentlest way. Yeah, she did get much better after the hot throbbing. Oh yeah, because yeah. But that's what her body required to release, to work through lifetimes of depression. And she was in her 50s. And she also lost a daughter in an accident. So there was lots going on. Yeah. I don't expect anyone to be in that space, but if you are, because it's not uncommon to lose a child, lose a spouse, lose someone, right? So that's really gonna. Yawning is letting go of repressed, unexpressed stuff. It's letting go of anti-consciousness. It's letting go of any conscious, subconscious beliefs that are not life-enhancing. A lot of people say letting go of what is not love, but I just say letting go of anything that is not life-enhancing, that isn't contributing to your life in a good way. So we're going to release all that. Oh. So the healing responses you all have to my work, to the group work, as well as the individual audios that you listen to each night, you know that if you're willing to receive it, a lot is being transformed in so many levels. And if yawning is your response, consider that like a nice thing. Because the body does a lot of other things in response to healing. So if you are suffering flu-like symptoms as a result of all the release we do, yeah, let's release all that. So your energy feels, for those of you who are able to feel energy throbbing anywhere in your body, from your hands to your feet, but especially hands and feet, because that's the beginnings and the ends of meridians, right? So all the yang meridians go upward, they end in the fingertips, or the yin meridians go downward, they end at the toes or your feet. So lots of things moving out and recalibrating, and it's totally good. Yeah, it's such a confirmation of everything being released, such a confirmation that your energy and your body is responding. Your body is saying, yes, I've been wanting to let this go. Because you know how comfortable you feel after you yawn, your body is like, oh, yeah. I feel good. And no matter how your body responds to energy, like some people burp, that's okay to let things go. Some people hear gurgling on their stomach, that's fine. That's your biochemistry actually responding and changing, because as the more acidic content of your stomach becomes more alkaline, a biochemical reaction happens, giving off gas that makes you gurgle. And if you burp, same thing. And if you have to let things out in other openings, let it go. Yeah, let it go. You know, like Frozen, let it go. Well, we are on freezing all the stuff, so you can let it go. Everything that used to be frozen is now letting go. And I do tell clients that if you are yawning, that is great. And I would say, you know, if there's any MP3 where you don't feel anything anymore, where you don't yawn anymore, then your body has really recalibrated itself to a point where it doesn't even need to receive that anymore. So this is a good thing to bring up with all of you. Someone has asked me, I bought another program that says it's a lifetime thing with this healer, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not against how other healers market, but I do not want you or anybody to ever think that healing your teeth, healing your gums requires a lifetime. Anyone who is selling you that is selling you a hook, hooking you up to buying into the idea that you need a lifetime to heal something. No, teeth heals fairly quickly. It may take a couple months, but not a lifetime. I'm not selling you that whole blah, blah, blah lifetime thing, giving you that hook so that you don't return things after 30 days. I am not doing that to anybody. So anywhere where you bought into the thought that healing your teeth, your jaw, your mouth requires a lifetime. Let's release all that stuff. I don't want you to think that way at all. That is a great marketing gimmick that hooks you, and that allows the seller to not ever acknowledge the 30-day return policy. It's a way for them to deal with the 30-day return without question policy. That, I'm sorry, no, I'm not selling that sort of a thing, because I'm very congruent with the thought that I'm here to innovate new stuff, and that the right people will show up to work with me this way. It will not take you a lifetime to heal your teeth. It will not take you a lifetime to do weight loss. That selling you that is irresponsible as heck. It's a gimmick. It's a marketing hook. And let's release all that, because if you buy into that, oh, fuck. Oh, excuse me. So I'm not speaking against any particular person, but it's a marketing gimmick. And I know that as very intuitive, gentle, loving, thoughtful people, you tend to just trust whomever is selling you stuff. So if you have programs that say, I do this X, Y, and Z for you for a lifetime. What if they get killed in a car accident the next week? No, don't ever do that. So let's release all those limiting thoughts you bought into from any healer, any marketer, any coach, anyone who calls themselves a spiritual counselor, spiritual teacher, spiritual healer, all that shit. That whole morphic field of energy has got to end. I don't want you to hook into my stuff for a lifetime, because that is making you dependent on me. And I don't, that is like codependency in the most ridiculous way. It's not okay. I'm not here to create a codependent experience with you. I'm here to create a co-creative experience with you. Co-creation is participation. It's about participation. It's not about dependency, okay? So all the stuff that has to do with dependency, so that someone can market you stuff, let's release all that, because that's yucky. I don't buy into that, because it hurts every healer's work, right? If you bought into someone's stuff that says, take a lifetime to heal your blood pressure, oh dear God, no. If your blood pressure isn't responding to energy healing, actually within 24 hours, then do not buy into that, because blood pressure is something that is so responsive to energy. If it doesn't change within 24 hours, you gotta just distance yourself from whomever sells you that sort of a thing. We gotta clear that whole morphic field. Oh. Yeah, let's just release that, because people have asked me, can I use your program with so-and-so's, because their program says I will be receiving from them for a lifetime. No, you are not going to receive any healing from someone for a lifetime. What you will receive healing from for a lifetime is this: the sun, the moon, energy from your food, water, energy from sleep, the usual stuff, but not another human being. So any healer, any healing modality, any spiritual teacher, any spiritual teachings that says you need to do this for a lifetime, we gotta say F that now. So clear that morphic field that makes you dependent on anything for a lifetime. No, I hope I'm very clear that this program is about innovation and revolution. And I am more than happy to hear feedback, whether good or bad, so that as an innovator, you always have to course correct along the way. I'm just grateful to have truthful responses that allow me to innovate better, better, better products. But do not listen to any of my stuff for a lifetime. No. Oh, I don't think any of my audios will make you yawn for a lifetime. No. Do not go there. And no one can guarantee anything for a lifetime. So yeah. So all those yucky morphic fields of energy that are from selling, from marketing, from needing to look up to someone outside of you, the false gurus, any healing modality that needs to say, there's nothing more powerful than this. Inside of that person is a very hurt, very, very hurt inner child that says, I am not worthy unless I am on top of the game. Right? It's a very hurt inner child that wants to be acknowledged. It's a very hurt inner child that who requires being the top performer, the trophy winner, to be worthy. So that's why they say there's no healing modality quite as powerful as what we do. Right? It's a very hurt inner child. Do you feel that? So anywhere where someone has sold you stuff because they are communicating from the space of woundedness, the wounded inner child who needs acknowledgement, who needs to be the guru, the better one, the more powerful one, the most powerful modality on the planet, blah, blah, blah. No. There's only one sun, there's only one moon. And anybody else who tries to be either one for you, no. That feels poetic. I'm going to be the sun and the moon for you for the rest of your life. That's kind of poetic. It works on a Walmart, you know, Hallmark card, but not in healing. So let's release all those gimmicky, salesy stuff that has no place in healing, right? No place in healing because it's not honor of you, your power, your sovereignty. And that's what today is about. Honoring your power archetypes, honoring what feels true to you. Yeah, so all the old paradigms of power that actually came from someone's really hurt inner child. And this is, you know, this is not just Donald, right? This is a lot of gurus. So let's release all that. And a lot of gurus need people to praise them, to love them, and they need to control you forever. Oh. And so when you really step into the power of you, you choose who you work with that's fun for you. You choose what packages you need or don't need. And you never need to buy because someone is throwing out all the right marketing hooks, right? So everything that you have bought into, that was actually a marketing hook rather than the truth. Let's release all that, whatever they may be. Oh. So any marketing out there that makes you feel powerless, right? I've been there. I remember being asked, so what is your dream for your life? And so why have you been there? Well, if you want to be there, if you're serious about making your dreams come true, then you go for the $20,000 package. No one has been able to make big success without coaching. And why aren't you? So $20,000, blah, blah, blah. That, all that. Let's release all that. Let's release everything that is a distortion of the truth. So all the perceptual distortions you bought into from gurus, from teachings, spiritual teachings, religion, what have you, from your parents, let's release all that. And I think for many people, this goes back generations as well, right? Because really, the talk of self-esteem was just something that started like in the 1970s, the interiority of our being, self-esteem, self-respect, validation, the need for validation. That seems to be like new language, a new territory for exploration in recent human development. So let's go back and heal and release stuff from all the generations that didn't have that. Okay. There's a question about tooth whitening. Teeth whitening, if it's just the outside, is very simple. I use activated charcoal because activated charcoal is a safe product to use. And I use coconut activated charcoal. And sometimes I use a rinse that is hydrogen peroxide and water. So if whitening, that's just cleaning stuff from tea, from wine, from diet, from smoking, tobacco chewing, whatever. I know none of you do that, but so the whitening that you need that's purely from diet and drinks, you can simply use half water, half hydrogen peroxide, or you can use activated charcoal. And I use this activated bamboo charcoal, this activated coconut charcoal, and both are really good. Both are safe and organic. The discoloration MP3 I have is about discoloration that comes from the inside, like from trauma, from the teeth not getting the proper nutrients, from all sorts of medications that react with the enamel. So that's taking care of the inside job. Yeah. Yeah, so that would be for the inside job. What I have, the MP3 I have, is for the inside job. Because what's outside the whitening, you can totally take care of with hydrogen peroxide and water, or baking soda. Baking soda is also good, or charcoal, activated charcoal. I use coconut activated charcoal. So what other perceptual distortions keep you from being in the divine sovereignty of you and having access to your own power and your own truth? And for me, the word power is simply this: to be able to make your choice, make your own choice, and do what it takes to make it happen. Be able to make your own choice and be able to do what it takes to make that choice happen for you. And that's all. So pick, and it's like to show yourself how powerful you are, to be really in your power. Choose a situation in your life where you almost feel like there's no, almost no choice, almost no choice. What is that situation in your life? And just know it for yourself. And let's play with numbers. Put in the chat box, like, what does that, where is that at? Like, when you say almost no choice, is it you're feeling that like 10%? And we will go from whatever the percentage right now that you're feeling until there's a close to 100% choice. So pick that situation in your life, because that helps you to know how to really come to that space in you where you can embody power when what was almost no choice suddenly allows you to have choice. Yeah, so keep all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick that.
Oh.
Yeah, whether that has anything to do with your teeth or with your jaw, eventually it will, because everything just leads back to the same stuff, right? Eventually it will. So let's bring in all the no choice places and spaces. Like for some of us, it's like a business that just doesn't work no matter what you do. For others, it's a boss. For others, it's a child. For others, it's a spouse. Okay, if you are in a space where you have very little choice with a spouse, interesting things are going to happen. And I wonder what that is. That's in alignment with your truth and with your highest and best. So let's release information first from all on morphic fields of energy that says no choice, whatever that may be for you. Here we go. So I'm releasing any and all points of view that are limiting that we have bought into about this no choice situation in your life. We're going to release all that now. And then any and all subconscious issues, unresolved issues that you have bought into from family about this situation, we're going to release that. So everywhere where that's actually mimicking how your mother did this or how your father did this, let's release all that. And if your situation was something related to the body, so let's release the entire morphic field of energy called Big Pharma, auto limiting beliefs and paradigms. Okay, and forget everything, any teacher, any teaching, any healer, any healing modalities. Forget what anyone says. Let's release all those limiting points of view from other people, other healers, other spiritual teachers, other authority figures. Let's release all that now. Oh. And everywhere will you get rewarded for your limitations, right? Like, I know that in certain cults, the most obedient person, that's the person who gave up almost all their rights. That's the person, the follower who gets rewarded. It's the same thing in communism. The ones who follow the rules and gave up all their rights, give up all their own thinking, those are the ones who get rewarded. So let's dismantle all the control, all the controlling systems from every point of view, every perspective, from every person, from every culture you ever live in, this life or past lives. And anyway, will you blame yourself for being in those situations that almost feel non-negotiable, right? Let's release the self-blame and putting yourself there. So for some of us, it could very well be a marriage that just feels so unworkable. And then we buy into the thought that, oh no, you can't divorce. If you're divorced, then you are not doing relationship right, and you got to work on yourself. One, maybe you need to have more choice around that. What choice can you have about how to deal with that? Let's bring in more choice in personal relationships. And what does this nearly no choice issue mean to you? So if that's mirroring your relationship, your issue with a parent or two, let's release that, because that may very well just mirror how you have done relationship with a parent, or what you judge about a parent, or what you try to avoid being. There you go. What you judge or what you want to avoid. Okay, and let me know if you are feeling the shifts, if the numbers are changing for you. So take a moment and tune into that issue again to see how much has shifted. Yeah, so see, when it comes to power and personal power, it isn't that we're not power or powerful. It's often just one or two areas in our lives that make us feel less than powerful. And what is that? What is that doing in your life? What is that mirroring back? So if you let go of that, how much of you will you be able to own? Let's release that now. Yeah, so bring in anything else that's like a no choice that makes you completely feeling powerless or helpless. First of all, is that really your problem? Okay. I think, well, the fear of being powerful. I wonder if the fear of being powerful is actually like the fear of abandonment or a fear of judgment, right? So what's really behind fear of being powerful? Oh, fear of judgment, fear of abandonment, fear of public shaming. Yeah, that. Oh. Okay. Everything that brought up, we're gonna release. So all the lies, first of all the lies we bought into about power and being powerful, let's release that, because a lot of what's being mirrored back to us is the wrongness of power, the harm of being powerful, the arrogance of power, the irresponsibleness of power, the dangerousness of being power, right? Like Kim Jong-il and what's his name? Kim Jong-un and his nuclear power, or Donald too close to pushing that button. That power can literally destroy us, right? Because there's people who mirror back the negative about power. We fear having that. So let's release that. And power, that's out of balance with power. A balanced way of power is just being able to make a choice, have what it takes to follow through with making that choice happen for you. Yeah, and if you don't fit in with the group around you anymore, what keeps you there, right? What keeps you there? So what keeps you keep on choosing to be powerless? And when you are conscious about how you do power, when you're conscious about how you do power, then you have the power to make a different choice. Oh. Yeah, and sometimes we may fear that making certain choices will hurt others, and they may, right? But in the big grand scheme of things, if you are really choosing something that is in alignment with you, some people who are there to keep you down may be hurt, may be mad at you, but eventually it really does work out for everyone, right? Like I said yesterday, Buddha, he left his baby and wife. Of course, he did this before there were courts to order him to do child support. But, you know, I'm sure he thought about his wife and kids. But at the end of the day, it all worked out for everyone. So where are you afraid to choose for you? Let's look at that and then release all the puppet strings other people have on you. Oh. Oh. Yeah, let's be really congruent with this. Being able to know your choice, know you have what it takes to make a choice, and know that you have what it takes to follow through until you make it happen for you. So let's be 100% in alignment with that. And everything that gets in the way of that, I'm gonna release now. Oh, so all times, all space, all dimensions, all realities and non-realities. Oh. And what power archetype really feels like you're totally embodying the divine sovereignty of you, being the goddess of you, being the queen of you. So let's be in alignment with that, and anything that doesn't allow that, I should release all that from our lifetime. Ay, 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 ay. Oh. Anything around you that you think is holding you back, let all that go consciously, subconsciously, let all that go now. Oh. Oh. Yeah, so where are you not allowing yourself to totally embody and give expression to the goddess in you, the queen in you, the empress in you? Hey, and you get to hear this on the J Empress. So, releasing any and all things that hold you back from our lifetimes, our places, our spaces, our realities. Ay, ay, oh. Oh, yeah, huh? Where am I not being the empress? Where are my servants? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so now that we did that, let's check back in with where are you feeling like you have very little choice in life. And then as you embody and give full expression to the sovereign being in you, the goddess in you, the queen in you, the empress in you, the ruler in you, what does that no choice feel like now? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So anything and everything from your past that you are using as a reference point to keep on creating this no choice and no power, no choice, blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's release all that. I'm not feeling that at all with any of you, actually. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. See, for those of you who may still be at the space of no choice or very little choice, let's dismantle, disengage, disentangle from any and all conscious, subconscious, limiting beliefs that hold that in place for you. Let's release all that. Oh. Yeah, the thing about results is the results will show up in their own way, and it may not look like what you're asking for, but don't use that to judge how results show up, because they may show up in a way that doesn't look like anything at all. But that's just life testing you. Things are going to show up in an odd way before they show up in a real way. I have no idea why that is. So anywhere where we require things to show up a certain way, let's release all that now. Yeah, so let me share a really vulnerable story with you about what I thought couldn't change, because I told you about having a narcissistic mom, and I think my dad was more or less that way. Anyway, my father, very difficult person, very, very, very difficult. Like all of you, I know that some of you may have done a lot of healing with family, family constellation, family trauma, your inner child and all that. So I done all that. And one day, my dad had a stroke. And he was so difficult that he got kicked out of one hospital and two rehab centers. And my siblings and I, we just have to laugh about that and said, now it's medically documented three times that our dad is one freaking effing bastard to deal with. And because he wasn't able to receive treatment from anyone, I did distant healing, because that's not something he can see or fight. Whereas anything that someone brings him in the hospital, he fights off. I mean, that's why he got kicked out of three institutions, one hospital and two rehab centers. And so without even asking him, of course I don't ask him, I just don't ask him. I just decided one day to do a couple hours of distant healing on my father. And I did that. And a couple weeks later, my sister said, whatever you did, keep on doing it. It's a miracle. Because all the symptoms that our dad had, he no longer has. And he was cooperative in the fourth rehab place that we put him in. He was cooperative. He was allowing of caretakers to take care of him. And all the symptoms from his stroke were no longer there. So it shifted things dynamically for me in my family. And I look at this as like all the things I thought I couldn't shift about who I was, who I am in my family. I was the freaking black sheep in my family. No one understood why I'm so messed up. Like, what did we do wrong with you? And then I am suddenly the miracle healer in the family. And it happened in the only way it could. But my father having a stroke, and I thought his stroke is what was required to change our family dynamic dramatically. It changed how they perceive me as well, and it changed how I show up in the world, how I show up in my family, how my family shows up for me differently. My family had to show up for me differently with utter respect because the results are so documented. Like I said, my father got kicked out of three institutions, you know, one hospital, two rehab institution. Yeah, two rehab hospitals. So everyone is like, yeah, there's documentation that he's an asshole to deal with. But that he responded to what I do, and the fact that he resisted all medication, all medicine, all alternative medicine. Here's the thing, my sister is an acupuncturist and practitioner of Chinese medicine. My father could, if he wanted to, have acupuncture, Chinese medicine, 7 days a week if he wanted to, because my sister is an acupuncturist and she would do that for him as his daughter. But again, he's a difficult, documented, difficult person to deal with. But that all changed. So I thought, oh my God, all this work that I done with family, and I worked on like the Bagua of my life. That's the nine sectors of energy that represent all aspects of your life. And I was just playing with it and work on my dad, play with that, work on my dad, play with it. So aligning myself with being able to respect and feel respected happened in a very dramatic way. And if that can happen with me, imagine what can happen with you. So don't judge too soon results. Don't tell the universe what to do. Let the universe know what it is that you're totally congruent with in your heart, even in your relationships, because I hear people say, you can't change other people. It's not about changing other people. I didn't do anything to my father. That somehow him having a stroke was what was required to change so many things in our family. That part, I would have never known. And it's a good thing that I would never know what was required. It's a good thing that I would never know what is required for me to finally feel that sense of respect and acceptance for my own family. It's a very good thing that I was just playing with it, because that's what I truly want. And a part of me feel like being a black sheep in the family with narcissistic parents who have been traumatized by war and revolution, what the hell? Like, what is it gonna change? You know, that lifetime of violence with them, how the hell is any of that gonna change? And I went to many, many healers and they said, you can't change your parents. You can't change other people. You can't change this, you can't change that. That is why one day I'm like, the fuck with all this? I'm fucking doing and asking for what I want. I'm fucking having the life I want. And I'm fucking clearing out everybody's limited thoughts, because what I fucking want in this lifetime, I'm gonna have. Because why would God put me in situations where I can't do anything about? That just doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right at all. Why would God give you challenges where you just can't do anything about? That's beyond ridiculous. There's people who have a heal, like Anita Morjani, right? Stage 4 liver cancer. There's people who have done so many kinds of healing. So if we don't buy into all the experts, no matter how documented all their expertise are, no matter how much documentation anyone has about anything, no one has had the time to document what you can or cannot do, for goodness sake, right? So be 100% congruent with what you truly want and how you truly want things to show up in your life. The universe will make it happen. Probably not the way You think it because our rational minds have so many reference points. No matter who you are, there's going to be so many reference points for the million things that didn't go right in your life. There will always be the experts that have documented what's possible, what's not possible. But even they are not God and don't know what is possible for you that only you know. So do that. Do what you know. Ask for what you know is possible and see what happens. Because things do happen. Like I said, even my father, documented, medically documented asshole to deal with, and he changed so much. Seriously, he changed so much. Even my siblings laughed that he got kicked out of hospital and rehab centers, two rehab centers. Like, oh my God, right? Documented asshole to deal with until after the healing. So you never know what's possible. And instead of going by what experts say, go by what you know is true for you, because the world needs this. It needs your truth, your voice, your clarity, your vision of what else is possible that other people may not know. And it's always those who step into a new space of possibilities who create a whole new morphic field of new possibilities that become the new reality. So do that. Be that. Be the power. Be the goddess that you are that transforms this world by allowing yourself to take charge of your own power. All right. So.